This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Xcel Energy is putting together a plan to cut the climate impact of its natural gas system. As CPR Sam Brash reports, environmental groups have some suggestions.
Mira Fickling is with Western Resource Advocates. She helped write a new report on how Xcel can clean up its gas system. It found the most cost-effective tools are proven technologies: electric heat pumps, electric stoves, and lots of insulation.
So what that really means is retrofitting our buildings to reduce the amount of energy that we need to use to heat our buildings and heat our water.
Meanwhile, Xcel is exploring more novel ideas, like mixing clean-burning hydrogen into the natural gas supply. Under a 2021 state law, the company must submit a plan to cut emissions from its gas network by August 1st. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The state health department has named a new chief medical officer. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Dr. Ned Collange is replacing Dr. Eric France. France served as the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment's chief medical officer from February 2020 until this June. It will be Collange's second time as chief medical officer. He previously held the position for 8 years until 2010. Collange has worked for decades as a practicing medical and public health professional and educator. He's currently an associate dean of public health practice at the Colorado School of Public Health. The chief medical officer shapes department policy and advises both the agency's executive director and the governor on preventive care and more. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
University of Colorado head football coach Deion Sanders is skipping Pac-12 media days due to health issues. He announced that he's having surgery to remove blood clots in his leg and repair toes on his left foot. Quarterback Shadur Sanders and cornerback Travis Hunter will represent the school on Friday. This is CPR News and KRCC.